Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's coming up to 10 past nine, and throughout April, we've been hearing about the work of our charity of the month, CBM, which is Christian Blind Mission. As April draws to a close, we're going to be hearing about a very special project. Salome is a Rwandan grandmother who cares for two small children and allowing her grandmother to work, but she's losing her eyesight. And we are joined in the studio this morning by Harriet Millward. Good morning. Director of Fundraising for CBM. Before you tell us about the project, you've met Salome. Tell us about her.
That's
Am I saying
right.
that name right?
It's Salome, yes.
Salome, okay.
Yeah. So I travelled to Rwanda a few weeks ago where I met Salome. So she's 71. She's a grandmother, as you say. Mm-hmm. So she lives in a very poor area of Rwanda. So they live in we got up this morning, had a shower, enjoyed our water, running water, our electricity. They don't have that. There's mm-hmm. no running water. There's no electricity. They live off the land that they mm-hmm. have, and they try to grow the food that they eat. Mm. And then Salome's daughter, who is a woman, grown up, so Eudosia, she goes out and works on a government-funded scheme because some of the poorest people in the country, she goes out and sometimes she gets paid in food. So if she gets paid in beans, she comes home with the beans. If they've only got beans on their land, they just eat beans that day.
So it's kind of barter to a certain extent, yeah. isn't it?
Yeah. So it's real extreme poverty that they're living in. Mm. And Salome, though, over the last couple of years, she has been completely blind. So she has cataracts in both eyes.
Right.
So while her daughter goes out to work, she's looking after the two youngest grandchildren, blind.
And how old are they?
So they are one.
Oh, wow.
And four.
Wow.
So the one-year-old is put on, she's wrapped round Salome's back.
Yeah.
So she's safe, so the baby can feel like there's somebody nearby and is safe, but they can't really do anything else at that point.
Well, the four-year-old's going to be wandering off all over the place.
Yeah. So the four-year-old knows she's there, but she wants to be able to look after her grandchildren properly and to really interact and be there for them, and she can't. So that's been really frustrating. And to see that, you can see the children, they love each other, they're wonderful. The children are, you know, the four-year-old Cecile, she's absolutely gorgeous and she's running around and really loving it, but yeah, she needs to be looked after properly and to be in an environment where she can grow up, you know, safe and well and happy. And Salome's desperate to give that to her, but because she can't see, she's really struggling with that.
And is this sort of situation, just in terms, I guess, of the extended family, the grandmother looking after the grandchildren, is that typical for Rwanda?
Yeah, that can be very typical, because a mother or a father may need to go out to earn money, and you know, it's very much hand to mouth existence. So they, you know, they're hungry. They haven't got enough food, and they really want to earn a living and look after themselves, but they're caught in this vicious cycle. And especially when you have Salome, who's living blind, and that's actually needless blindness because
right.
she has cataracts. A 20-minute operation costing £24 will give her her sight back.
If it was, it would be on the guided bus to Addenbrookes and in and out in an afternoon, I would have thought, or pretty damn close.
Yeah, and for her, and she can't even afford the bus fare to get to the hospital because she's living, you know, it's in fairly remote Rwanda, and she can't actually get to the hospital for the treatment either, because she can't afford that because she's got so little money. And so what we're doing this week, and we're really excited, is we're following Salome as she travels to hospital and she has her surgery. So this week she'll see again, we hope.
And we're very close to that operation, aren't we? Is it today?
It's today. We're all quite anxious in the office here. So our office is in Oakington, and we're all thinking about Salome and her family right now.
I kind of think the time difference. It'd be just be a couple of hours, right?
It's just the one hour.
It's straight down, isn't it?
So I imagine there are so many people who are in the same position. How is it that Salome has been chosen as the lucky one today?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. So at CBM, we have an appeal at the moment that you've been absolutely fantastic at supporting here at 105. So thank you for that. So for every pound we raise until the 14th of May, the UK government will give us a pound, and that will fund a project that aims to give sight-saving treatment to some of the poorest people in Rwanda. So we can improve the healthcare. We can train surgeons and train nurses to be able to operate on people who have cataracts, to be able to give them medication that people with other eye conditions need so that they can see more clearly. That means they can go to school if they're children, they can earn a living, they can live independently, they can support themselves. So at the moment we are fundraising for that appeal, and that money, the donations that people give in the UK, will enable people in some of the world's poorest places to see again.
It's a variation, isn't it, on giving people, rather than giving them money, giving them a goat, you know, because by paying for this operation and the transport, it is going to do so much good for the family and just give them the security for, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years that those children are going to be looked after by Salome for as long as she can.
Yeah. Another thing about Salome, though, she's got a really beautiful use of language. So she said something yesterday I just thought was beautiful. She said, "I'm going to find a part of me that was lost," which I thought was just lovely. Mm. And actually, she's found the radio a real comfort. So she listens to the radio in her home. She's got a little battery, an old radio that she showed us, that she listened to. She sings along. She said it's almost like being a bit of a carer for her. It's been such a comfort to her to listen to the radio. You can imagine that she's always loved listening to the radio. And then when she started to lose her sight, she found it increasingly supporting of her, you know, for her. And so she's looking forward to continuing to listen to the radio, but also being able to do some other things that she hasn't been able to do.
And it's going to be played out, I think, all of this on your social media sites, which we'll give people the references for in the moment or two, perhaps. But how does Salome feel about that?
She's loving sharing her story. She wants people to know.
Does she get the social media bit? That's a bit of a crass question, I know.
What we have is, so yesterday, for example, we arrived at her home yesterday and we met her and, the daughter and her grandchildren again, and we gave them a lift into the hospital and we followed her and she met the surgeon and she had some diagnostic tests. And we shared all of that on our Facebook feed and on the website. And people are getting so engaged, they're sending messages of support. So anyone who's listening right now that wants to send their message of support to Salome today to say, I just wish you the best, I'm praying for you, I'm just wish you the best, I just really hope it all goes well, you can do that on our Facebook page right now. And we're sharing those with us. So
that's
Rosie,
CBM UK, I think it is,
yeah,
isn't it?
So yeah. If you go into Facebook, put CBM UK or Christian Blind Mission UK, it's there, or you can visit our website at seetheway.org.
Okay.
Seetheway.org.
And that's also the name of the appeal that you're running at the moment, I think, as well,
that's
which is
right.
Covering all of this.
Yeah, so we are helping, and all the donations that we're receiving are helping people to see the way to a brighter future. That's what we're hoping we'll be able to do, and we'll be able to help over 50,000 people in Rwanda if we hit our target. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's very good. Well, we wish Salome the best for the operation. I'm sure it will go well. I'm sure you've made sure that there's some really good people looking after her this week, and I know we're following later on in the week on Cambridge 105 Radio to see exactly how she gets on as well. But Harriet, thank you very much for coming in to join us this morning.
Thank you.
So Harriet Millwood, she's Director of Fundraising at CBM, and it's now 17 after 9. Cambridge 105 Radio.